To develop this awareness within, you need to have understanding, like I always explain. You meditate with understanding. So like that teaching explanation, awareness-based meditation means this meditation help you to develop awareness within. And you use this awareness within to meditate. That's why it's called awareness-based meditation. You don't go and use your thought to meditate. This is where the big difference is. Thought-based meditation and awareness-based meditation are totally different. When you are aware without thought and you use that stabilized inner awareness to observe, to insight in the phenomena and to awaken, and that is the awareness-based meditation, developing insight, developing wisdom, developing understanding. Whereas the other one is thought-based. You use the thought to verbalize. And when you verbalize through so-called method, technique, and instruction to note this, note that, and all things, you are creating more and more thought. When you are creating more and more thought, how can you be aware? That is very straightforward, isn't it? Like I always explain, man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are silent within the moment so that you can be aware of what is going on, or you are lost in thought straight away. Lost in thought means your mind wanders off and you lose focus. You lose the ability to be attentive, to stay within the moment in awareness, to understand what is going on within nature, within the moment. So when you are lost in thought, what happens is you become preoccupied with your thought process. When you are preoccupied with your thought process, creating all the stirring, reaction, and emotion, then how can you be aware? You become heedless. There's a thought-based meditation lead to more and more knowledge, but not wisdom. Wisdom, you need the silent mind to awaken. The silent mind is the mind that is beyond thought, beyond time, beyond psychological time. When you think, you create psychological time. Your thought process triggers psychological time. And psychological time is what the mundane manifestation is all about. The mundane mind creates mundane thinking, stirring, emotion, all the movement within existence. So a lot of things that arise within life can only be understood when we are just silently aware to observe. When we observe with a silent mind, we see things as they are. Then we come to understand clearly what is going on within life. Who are we? What are we? And how we function as a human being. Then we can witness the arising and passing away of thought process, the consciousness, and its content. So all this is what awareness-based meditation is all about. So to develop this well, you just follow the four support that I teach. It's easiest. It will settle down very fast. Yeah. First support is relax body and mind. Completely relax. When you are relaxed, you cannot think. It's to recuperate your body and mind. When you don't think, there is less stress, less problem. When you are relaxed, you become very quiet, very peaceful. That's why relaxation is very good. It's a good way of recuperating, recovering, developing the quiet mind, the tranquil mind, the silent mind. Then the second support is maintain awareness. Whatever arises within our six sense bases, maintain awareness. Yeah. Don't allow it to distract you. As I say, aware, finish. Aware, finish. And when you are meditating, with the awareness. Don't try to know all things or do anything. Because the trying to know or the doing is always by the thought. When the thought is active, you cannot be aware. So maintaining awareness is not to create more thought, not to arise more thinking, just silent within, maintain awareness. And whatever arises, aware in it. Don't let it continue. Then by doing that, this thinking mind or mundane activity, which is moving within you, because most of you are not able to be in the state of awareness or mindfulness while living life. Most of you are heedless unless you have trained yourself. So the untrained mind think a lot, heedless. So this heedless thinking will continue to move because of the momentum created. The habitual tendency come from your constant reaction to sense experience, your stirring of the mind, creating all the reality, verbalization, chattering, and all those things. The mind is like non-stop thinking, creating all the emotion and all those things. Then the views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system, they constantly arise to create more thinking. So when you start to silence within, you start to observe all this. Then by not doing anything, by not feeding it with any more thought energy or thinking energy, then the mind will slow down, slow down, slow down until that thought become very quiet, very still, very subtle. Then suddenly, like everything stop. Like you can realize the silence within your own inner mind. So when the thought stop, it's like sankhara activity all stop. Then like there is a quiet moment within. And that quiet moment is the tranquil stillness of your nature. And that is your true mind. Because there was the state before the arising of thought, before the mundane activity come to be. So realize that, stabilize that. The third support is to stabilize this awareness. The moment you realize this is a sign of good progress, means your thought activity has slowed down. Then there is nothing inside there, very quiet. Then you continue to rest there. Relax. Then if you want to contemplate, you can. If you want to continue to silently stabilize it, to observe, to understand what is going on, you can. To contemplate, I always advise Kayamita, who has the ability to be there, to inquire, who are you without thought? Or without thought, who are you? In that state of tranquility and stillness, where just the awareness nature remains, ask yourself, who are you? What are you? Then observe clearly how thought arises from that nature very, very fast and very quickly. How the movement, then you will see clearly between the two. Then you realize you got two minds. One is the tranquil, still, awareness nature, the silent mind. The other one is the thought that arises from that nature. Yeah, the karmic activity and movement, which most people are hardly aware. And when you understand you have two minds, then you start to understand the Buddha's teaching. When the Buddha mentioned under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, that our mind is a foreigner of all things, mind is chief, when mind arises, all things arise. And that one is the mano, which is the mundane mind, the thinking mind, not the true mind, not the silent mind. Whereas the silent mind or the true mind has no word, no concept, no thought process, nothing. It's just that nature. So these two, you need to develop the clear understanding And it can only come about through this awareness-based meditation to see this clearly. Without this, it's not easy. Then the fourth support you don't have to do now for new people, only those who have the understanding and ability to silence their mind until the awareness nature has developed, until they have very stable inner awareness. Then you can do the fourth support, which is trust, T-R-U-S-T. Trust your nature to do the meditation. Means silence everything, stay at the heart area, and don't try to know, don't try to do. Just let whatever manifests to move. Then when you are able to be with the sati or mindfulness most of the time, then that sati will start to develop its own movement and activity. And then just let it be. Let the nature move. Then it will do whatever it wants to do because it knows what it needs to do. Yeah. Then not long, you can stay in that state. It will detect the gateway. Then a lot of beautiful things will happen. Yeah. Then whatever yin-yang energy from the external, they will melt into it. Yeah. You can do that. My nature, sadhu you, rejoice. Yeah. So today, maybe the instruction, I will stop here.